This is the Appliance Retailer Podcast, speaking to industry leaders about the latest news, trends, and insights across the retail and appliance landscape. Hello and welcome once again to the Appliance Retailer Podcast. I'm Seamus Byrne, the podcast producer for Intermedia. And of course, I'm joined by the editor of the Appliance Retailer magazine, Emily Benchich. Emily, how are you?
I'm well, Seamus. How are you?
Yeah, doing really, really well. Excited once again to get another new voice from around the industry with all their exciting insights on what's been going on. Who have we got this week?
On this week's show, we have Spartan's Con Sotouris. Con, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Emily. Great to be here.
Thank you. So to get things started, it'd be great to learn a bit about how trade has been in South Australia, particularly given that the state has been less disrupted by lockdowns compared to New South Wales and Victoria.
Yeah, Emily, we've been pretty lucky, I have to say. You know, off the back of a surprisingly good 2020, 2021 has kind of gone up another notch, not at necessarily the same rate, but, you know, growth on growth in these interesting times is, you'll take it, put it that way. So, you know, it's good. I can't complain. We've been relatively lucky here. And, you know, I think that's just been great for business. I mean, obviously, this, you know, we all know the reasons why retail thrives in this environment and don't need to go over that part of it. But yeah, we're really happy.
That's excellent. Now, I noticed that Spartan held a major sales event in October. So how did that go down with customers and what actually is selling really well?
Once again, surprisingly well in the market. You know, we got a spike on a spike on a spike, if you like. So it was pretty good, actually. Yeah, look, we tend to make that a full every brand, every medium we can attack the consumer with sort of sale. You know, that's our biggest sales event of the year and it always has been. And, you know, we were kind of thinking, yeah, well, you know, any growth is good. And then the growth was absolutely off the charts. And there were some real standouts in that. And look, they were probably winners because of their offers, because of their support, and because of the fact that they had boxes to sell. I've just got the numbers here in front of me. And, you know, standout performers during that period, you know, Fisher & Paykel had a really good run. Electrolux across the brand performed outstandingly well. And the surprise was, a brand that only sells one product, and that was Liebherr. They did well as well. And look, Miele and Siemens, they're two staples in our business and they'll always stand up in a sale. So, you know, it was good. Yeah.
That's great to hear. And I've heard that Spartan has recently expanded the team. Can you tell us about your new team members and their key responsibilities?
Yeah, look, we've brought in a new, extremely experienced member to our sales team. Her name's Gina Ricciotti. She's been around the industry in South Australia since I was a child, I think, from what I can remember. In actual fact, she used to cut my hair. She used to have the hairdresser next door at Campbelltown when I was a child. Then she went into retail and she's been around forever. And she's come back to us after many, many years in the industry. And she's brought just a whole new dynamic to the team in the Campbelltown store. There's a professionalism, a polish. Her engagement with the customers is just absolutely fantastic. It's a little breath of fresh air through that store, to be honest. Not that it was stagnant, but it's always something new and shiny comes in that sort of adds a little bit to it. And we've added a new web content manager, or replaced, more to the point. We had a fantastic person who was only supposed to be with us for a short period of time and ended up staying with us for 2.5 years and kind of getting things set up quite well there. And we just brought in a new person by the name of Tahana Aikman. She's comes from, we've been out of work. She actually was a mum going back to work, but she had a lot of experience. She was with Sony Music for a long time. And now she's joined us and she brings a wealth of experience, you know, in the relevant areas to that role and is once again, you know, bringing someone new into the place in an environment like that is a bit refreshing, to be honest, because you're getting new points of view, new ideas and just new angles on things. So she's really good. We've added a couple to the logistics team, you know, in the warehouse and the drivers and that sort of stuff. And there's a new energy amongst that group as well, I think. So, it's good to do that. And look, in the same period, we've had a couple, go off and do other things. But I think that's probably an element, you know, what do they call that? The COVID job change theories and that sort of thing that people are talking about. So, yeah, and look, we're looking to add more people, I think, into the new year, should they come available. And, you know, we've got our eyes on a couple of different areas that need to be filled. But we'll probably have to get through the Christmas and New Year period and into 2022 before we start doing anything like that. It's, it's probably a bit late in the year now. So, yeah, no complaints. Great new people on the team and onwards and upwards into 2022.
Excellent. Now, the big issue. Everybody has a perspective on it, but it's always good to hear. So supply chain challenges, you know, you mentioned in your sale that it was about having the boxes to sell. So how do you see yourself managing stock issues, I guess, through the peak sales period at the end of the year?
We proactively talking to the team and getting them to talk to anyone who walks in the door, you know, for whether it's their first visit to the store or their 17th as part of their selection process, we're being pretty transparent and getting on the front foot and letting them know, you know, if what they're looking at is going to have stock supply issues. And most of the time, they're happy to do that because I think they've got delays in their other parts of their projects as well. So, you know, I think we're just being upfront and letting them know that's the key part, but then also managing it with the supplier. That actually, you know what, that's something that's been improved greatly in recent times, the transparency from our supplier partners on their stock situations. Because at the end of the day, we're at the, you know, we're not saving lives, but we're at the coalface with the customer, and we're the ones they have to, that we need to communicate to them in as clear a manner as possible to avoid, just to offset the, you know, the likelihood or mitigate the chance of disappointment is probably the best way to put it. You know, because we're the ones who end up getting blamed for it at the end if it doesn't go to plan, which is what it is. I guess that's what we do and we take that responsibility. It's going to be an interesting 2022, you know, talking about stock and supply. I don't think it's going to get worse before it gets better is my general feeling. I also think we're going to see a little bit of a bottleneck. We're in a bottleneck right now where I think it's going to slow up a little bit because of the logistics of everything to do with construction industry, right? We all know the stories of wood and steel and componentry and all these bits and pieces that aren't available. But then it's the little things that, you know, as an example, there's a kitchen company we do some work with here in South Australia called Walls Brothers, and he's a pretty big deal in the construction industry, deals with a lot of the top builders. And he was in a couple of weeks ago just for a coffee, as he often does, and was talking about the lack of hinges and soft close buttons for drawers that he just can't get at all. They're just not available. You know, the Blum and Hettich sort of products that come out of Europe, they're just not available. It's amazing how things can come down to essentially nuts and bolts that make the difference in the construction process. But as far as our industry is concerned, well, if you've got stock to sell and you're being transparent with your stock, I think they're the brands that are going to win 2022. You know, promotions are obviously will still be a part of what goes on, but the ability to provide and deliver to us, and it's the same as what we saw early on in the COVID scenario. You know, you saw fridges and freezers just flying out of warehouses from every single brand. You know, and I won't mention the brands, but there were literally brands that are, you know, are relatively small players in that space, and they were dominating for short periods of time because they were the ones who had the boxes. And I think that's probably the norm for the next couple. I don't think that's just 2022. You know, if consumption continues at the same rate that it is and manufacturing capacities aren't increased, I think this is the new normal. You know, and if you want to take it a step further, you start to ask the question, are there brands that are just going to pull out of Australia because of their lack of ability to supply? We are a relatively small market in the greater scheme of things. And if you're not a, you know, a global megacorp as such, then are you just going to try and service your own, you know, your home market or your, you know, the markets that are closer to home? So there's a question. I don't know. I mean, as far as, you know, sales in 2022, I think we're going to continue to see good numbers. Will we see growth? I don't know, but I'll be pretty happy with 21's numbers if we do them again.
So now you've touched on some of the challenges for 2022, but can you talk us through what the opportunities might be for the industry and what we can expect to see from Spartan?
2022, well, I think 2022 will be another good year for the industry. There's, you know, all the fundamentals there to suggest that it will be. You know, consumer demand continues to be strong. The, you know, at a higher level, the household sector continues to be spending locally as opposed to overseas, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, I think we're going to see another good year. And we'll do our very best to capitalize on that. We're working with suppliers at the moment just to have some, you know, continue to have some good continuity from 21 to 22. You know, there's certain manufacturers that we bring technologies to the market that are going to be really exciting and right in our wheelhouse, so to speak. So that's, you know, that's exciting for the team. You got a new brand ambassador, which would be very, very relevant to house. She's a household name in South Australia. And that would be a really good one. Fits very well with our demographic and our customer base. I guess we just hope for the best at the same time. And hopefully, you know, Australia comes to terms with COVID and it starts to become a thing of the past. Not that it will ever be the thing of the past again. It's a new normal. But yeah, that's kind of what I feel at this point.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Con. It was great speaking with you.
No, great. Thank you for having me, Emily.
Yeah, really great stuff. Thanks so much, Con. And Emily, of course, remind the listeners where they can keep up with all the latest.
They can go to www.appliancetailor.com.au, where they can also sign up to our newsletter.
Excellent. And of course, I'll be back with more from the Appliance Retailer podcast real soon. This has been the Appliance Retailer podcast. Get more of the latest industry news and insights at appliancetailor.com.au, where you can also subscribe to our twice weekly newsletter.